Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warm with an exclamation point. We've been telling you for days, gave you the first alert last week, record high and low temperatures, and that's what we've had so far this over the weekend and now leading into this week. Temperatures only bottomed out in the mid-60s. Those were record low highs over the weekend, and now we're still looking at record or near record highs the next several days. Today's forecast, 81. The record is 82, set back in 2005. Tomorrow, I'm forecasting 81 again. That would tie the record, set back in 2013. Wednesday, forecasting 82 would fall just short of the record of 83 degrees set back in 1989. And then it looks like Thursday, we won't make it to the record high. We'll be at about 79 or 80, and the record is pretty warm. It's 84 degrees set back in 1947. We ought to be in the mid-60s this time of year. We ought to be having the coolest temperatures of the season right now, and obviously that's not the case, and it will turn cooler finally by Friday, but it's certainly not anything dramatic. We'll still be around 70 degrees, and then there's another warm-up for the beginning of the weekend, but that will be ahead of a stronger cold front that will finally roll through the area Sunday and Monday, and we should see at least seasonal temperatures next week, which is lows in the 40s and highs in the 60s, and we may even be colder than that. So there's some winter in sight, but it's going to be a while before we get there. In the meantime, with these very warm temperatures and seasonal temperatures the next few days, we will have some sea fog at times, especially closer to the coast and the intracoastal, and at times that'll try to work inland a little bit, so beware of that. It can cause wide range in visibilities and also cooler temperatures near the beaches as long as that fog persists, and sometimes it'll occur even during the day. And with the very high humidity, we'll also have a shot at a few showers at times, but I don't see any organized significant rain anytime soon, even with the cold front that moves through Thursday night and Friday with the cooler temperatures. It just doesn't look like a whole lot of rain will be generated by that front, just a few showers. So it's a generally dry but unseasonably warm stretch of weather now that we're in the midst of as we start the new work week with some changes then finally by the end of the week and particularly end of the weekend upcoming into the following week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.